That's right. We're joined now by a chap you might know from his discussions about the Super Bowl, the NBA playoffs, with the departure of What Day Is It with Eleanor, who's gone overseas. We've been pining for a new weekly segment. We have Just For The Man for you here in the mornings. It's Will. Good morning, Will. How are you going today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
You're here with what's now known as the Community Armchair.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to provide you the worst takes possible, but maybe you'll find them interesting. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I've sort of only found out about this segment when I rocked on into the studio this morning, so I haven't had time to develop a theme song for you, and I thought I'll play you Up There, Kazali.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Like, I don't know about this version. That's not important. What's our first headline this morning for all the sport that's happened over the weekend, mate?
Well, as you've probably heard on national radio news, A-League W Grand Final, Sydney FC, my beloved, got the win over Western United.
Oh,
it
yes.
was a 4-0 victory. I'm going to throw some stats at you real quick. Sydney FC like to play passing possession football, and boy, they were able to play their style. It was 59% possession for Sydney FC, 76% pass accuracy, 462 passes overall, 22 shots, 15 of them on target, and 6 corners. And that's the key one, because 2 of the opening goals for Sydney FC came from corners, one of them from Madison Healy, and the other in the 18th minute from the captain, Natalie Tobin. In the 63rd, Princess Abini, their best attacker by far, won a penalty by splitting 2 defenders, and she subsequently converted the penalty and jumped into the Sydney FC fans to celebrate with them. To put the icing on the cake, Madison Healy gets the brace with a 90-plus-1-minute goal.
I worry about that when they throw themselves into a sea of sky blue. It's like, don't injure yourself celebrating.
Well, it was a beautiful moment to see, and another great moment to see. It's the largest attendance ever at a domestic women's game in Australian football history, with 9,519 people at CommBank Stadium in Parramatta. And Sydney FC, after winning their 3rd straight Premier's Plate, grabbed the major title, their 2nd in 6 straight grand final tries.
4-0, but the Western United can still hold their heads high.
Oh, for sure. They should be incredibly proud of their inaugural season in the A-League W. This is a new franchise. At least in the A-League W, the Western United have been around in the men's competition for a good bit now. They were one of only 4 teams to beat Sydney FC in the regular season. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do it on the biggest stage. They were 1 point off Sydney FC on the ladder and 4 wins above the 3rd-placed Melbourne City. It was really a 2-horse race throughout the season.
Wonderful. Oh, big ups to the Sky Blue. Do you know I was born and raised in the town of Bathurst, which was the home of some drama-filled NRL over the weekend?
Yeah, it was, and I did not know that. So thank you for telling me that.
Carrington Oval.
But the West Tigers finally, belatedly get a win over the reigning, defending back-to-back premiers in the Penrith Panthers, no less.
Yeah, no. Sort of like if you're going to, like, you're struggling for a win, their first win is against arguably the strongest team in the competition.
Yeah, 0-7. It was a mucky, grindy game. 0-7 to start out the year, the Tigers went, and things looked bleak headed into the bye. Head coach Tim Sheens was on record as saying that he hoped they'd beat the bye week. An imaginary game, way to inspire confidence. But on a rainy, muddy Bathurst night, it wasn't pretty, but West finally notch a W onto their season and their first after 273 days.
Oh my God.
And they snagged the win off tries from young prospect Brandon Wakeham and the club's all-time try scorer, David Norfoluma, who gets his 100th career try.
Well, we certainly hope that it'll fill them with confidence and they can go a bit better from now on. Now, are you going to talk South Sydney?
Yeah, that's your team, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I have several people very close to me in my life who go for South Sydney, and as a result, I by default have to.
Well, they make a huge move for next season. They grab a superstar in Jack Whiten, who takes an estimated 300k per year pay cut to join an already loaded South Sydney Rabbitohs team. I want to know how you feel about it.
I reckon he'll be selling a lot of stereos on Gumtree to make up for that 300k in the hole there, and sort of a whole bunch of other stuff. You'll be able to buy all sorts of stuff from Jack. Kitchen fit outs, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it certainly locks down their back line as one of the deadliest in the league. I mean, you have Latrell Mitchell in the fullback, obviously.
Yep.
You already developed Campbell Graham. And this solidifies the Rabbitohs. They're already a premiership contender this year, and they can develop for years to come with this move.
And it also means that Jack Whiten can now never go out in Canberra ever again, which is basically good for everyone. That's best for. You know that benefits the most, Jack Whiten.
he's still a club legend. I mean, some fans will probably still hold some ill will towards him for the move, but he's a club legend. He took them to a grand final. He's a lifer, almost a one-club man, but decided to move on. yeah. and he wants to get a ring. So I don't blame him.
These days. And we're going to finish off with some NBA playoffs.
Yeah, your beloved New York Knicks got their first playoff series win in over a decade over the Cleveland over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'd imagine you're building a shrine to your new deity in Jalen Brunson.
If the property prices here in Sydney allowed me the opportunity to do so, I would. Turn your ears off now if you don't want to know the scores. The Knicks went into the next round against the Miami Heat and they lost their first game. And I think you've been closely watching game seven of the Sacramento Kings and Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, to be honest, I turned off after I think it was around halfway into the third quarter because Sacramento were just getting out rebounded on the offensive glass, and Kevon Looney dominated the rebound shot, pulling in 22 rebounds. And as a result, the defending champion Warriors ran away with game seven, 120-100, with the venerable Steph Curry scoring a half century in points away from home, no less.
Hate those guys.
The Golden State Warriors, they continue to just look like the defending champions they are. I mean, that's what championship experience provides. These guys have been in the brightest of lights before, and a first round game seven, that's their element, really.
Bunch of dickheads. Here's the Count Riffs now with the big break. Thank you so much for the inaugural edition of the Community Armchair, Will.
No worries, thank you.
You're on 2SER Breakfast. Don't complain about that word I used to refer to as the Golden State Warriors. You know it to be true.